Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
So we still just highlight some main topic in Surah Al-Baqarah. As we said before, that Surah Al-Baqarah shaped the identity of every Muslim. And the most important main topic here is submission. What does it mean to be a Muslim? That's why the story of the cow, the people of the book before us, when they heard "Inna Allaha ya'murukum," Allah command you something, they don't say "Sami'na wa ata'na." They don't obey immediately. This ummah, what unique in this ummah is "Sami'na wa ata'na." We are the slaves of Allah, the servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala command from us, we always ready to obey. Sami'na wa ata'na. Sami'na wa ata'na in everything, all the life's aspects. That's why also Surah Al-Baqarah explain what does ibadah mean. Ibadah is not just prayer and fasting and give zakat and go to hajj. That's just the pillars. But ibadah is everything in this life. Last time we talked about financial transaction, how you spend your money, that's type of ibadah. You should obey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and look forward what is permissible, what is not. Because you are abd. Today, we highlight another aspect of ibadah, which also Surah Al-Baqarah emphasize this aspect of life, this aspect of ibadah, which is when you deal with your spouse, remember you are in ibadah. When you deal with your wife, this is ibadah. You should treat your wife according to Kitabullah and Sunnati Rasulihi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You should say to your Lord, Sami'na wa ata'na. Don't go according your norms or traditions or your desires. No, according to what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say in Quran. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, he mentioned a lot of ayat about financial, about family matters. And what is amazing in Quran, whatever he mentioned family matters, he always taqwa maybe in every single ayah. Always remind us of taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. Because what happened between spouses is usually secret between them. Nobody knows what's going on. So Allah remind you, remember, Allah is watching you. And this is type of ibadah. So this ayat Surah Al-Baqarah start with qawlihi ta'ala, وَلَا تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنْ. Don't marry polytheist. Don't marry the pagan people. Don't marry non-Muslims. We'll see in Surah Al-Ma'idah after that some exception. But here say don't marry non-Muslims and don't marry your woman to non-Muslim men. What does that mean? It means you are Muslims. The first criteria you should look for your potential is his righteousness. Because you will establish a family according to what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say. So number one, your priority should be righteousness. If you look to your potential, look at his deen, at his character. Does he close to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala or not? Because this, when you establish family, you want to serve this ummah, to bring a righteous children in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that's why the first ayah in family matters here is, what's your priority? وَلَا تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ. And Allah said in the end of the ayah, أُولَٰئِكَ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُو إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ بِإِذْنِهِ. They invite you to hellfire, and Allah invites you to paradise and His forgiveness. So first one, when you want to get married, first, before you get married, look for righteous spouse. Righteous spouse. Very, very important. Nowadays, some Muslims, they have another criteria. They just look at righteousness. For some people, is not priority. What is priority is, he is from my tribe. He is from my family. He is from my race. That's the priority for some people. Allah said, this is not priority. Priority is righteousness. Because you will establish a family in the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then the second thing, He said, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيضِ قُلْ هُوَ أَذَى. He talked here about the warm relationship between spouses. He wants to say to us, ibadah is in everything, even in details between spouses. When the monthly cycle comes to the woman, Allah has also commands in that period. And when He mentioned this in the second, because in this Surah Al-Baqarah, He wanted to distinguish us between the people before us who run away from the path of Allah. The people of the book, they add something to this revelation. When the woman have a monthly cycle, they don't approach that woman. They don't even eat with their woman. They don't enter their house because of this. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, no. That's something nature in every woman. You should have all your relationships except the sensitive one. That's it. And He said in the same ayah of this sensitive topic, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ مُلَاقُوهُ. Has taqwa always, and remember, one day you will meet your Lord. In this topic, subhanallah. Just to remind you, you are abd lillah in all your life. Even with your warm relationship between you and your wife. Subhanallah. So taqwa is always there. Then He mentioned, وَلَا تَجْعَلُ اللَّهَ عُرْضَةً لِأَيْمَانِكُمْ. He go to another topic. Between family, don't swear a lot. And when you swear, don't let that oath prevent you from goodness. What does that mean? Because in the relationship between spouses, men always use this sword, swearing a lot. If he get angry, I swear, don't go to your family. Don't do that. If you do that, I swear I will get you divorce. Swearing a lot. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, you are abd lillah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Don't use the names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for these things. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give you qawama, and you are the one who can say divorce for reason. To think rationally. Not just to swear in every single time. If you just heard the problems of between spouses nowadays, you'll know, subhanallah, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discuss this issue or highlight the issue of swearing. Majority of talaq cases, it's just out of swearing. I swear to my don't go to, if you go that, then you will get divorced. Allah said, don't use oath. And when you use it, don't let this swearing prevent you from goodness. For example, if you swear in the future, wallahi, I will never talk to my wife. Then Allah said, this is absolutely from shaitan. But you said, but I swear before. We have solution. Just give some poor people some money and then talk to your wife. But don't let swearing prevent you from goodness. And he make this introduction to another type of swearing. Some men swear, I will never sleep with my wife. Which call in Lughatul Quran and Fiqh, Al-Ila. Ila is when the man swear, I will never sleep with my wife. Allah said, that's something dangerous. Because one of the main purpose of this relationship is to protect each other. So if you swear that for some reason, there is a rule for here. We will give you 4 months. After this 4 months, you have two choices. Either you seek forgiveness from Allah and return to your wife, or you have to get divorce of your wife. You have to. This is called ila. And after that, before I mention this, I forget one point when Allah mentioned, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيضِ, He mentioned after that, نِسَاءُكُمْ حَرْثٌ لَكُمْ. He highlight here very important point. The main purpose of zawaj, of marriage, is to get children, righteous children. That's the main purpose. Because marriage is about just to protect the family institution. Family is very important in Quran. And you will see that in the first surahs, An-Nisa, Al-Ma'id. You will see that family is very important because it's the cornerstone of society. If the family is strong, society will be strong. If the family is weak, society will be weak. And the main purpose of family is to get children and raise those children in the path of Allah to be ummah, witness of all humanity. So when you read this in Quran, you'll see subhanallah. Nowadays, family become not less priority in many societies. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala remind us of this. After that, he mentioned the divorce in details. Even in Quran, there is a surah, full surah called Surah At-Talaq, Surah of Divorce. And when the surah of divorce, divorce is just in the two ayat, number one and number two. The rest of surah is not about divorce, is about what after divorce. What is after divorce? Same here, when he talk about divorce, then he talk what after divorce. Because what after divorce is more important. Divorce, in Quranic aspect is just solution. It's the end solution. Sometimes you are not compatible with each other. Divorce can be a solution. But remember, this divorce does not mean that you hate each other, you try to abuse each other. Quran said, فَإِمْسَاكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ تَسْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ. If you solve your problem, then you can live with each other honorably. Otherwise, if you decide to get divorced of this woman, be careful. Divorce is a type of worship. You should do it in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How? There's a time for divorce. You can't get divorced in any time you want. No, there's a time when the monthly cycle finish and now the woman is in impurity and you don't touch your woman, then you can get divorced. Because that means it's a rational decision. Second, when you get divorced, don't abuse your woman. You should say it in very honor way. You should remember, وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. This is your ex-wife. Third, you should give her something because divorce is difficult for women. It's what we called مُتْعَةُ الطَّلَاقِ. وَمَتِّعُوهُنَّ. What does مَتِّعُوهُنَّ mean? Which is now majority of Muslims, they forget this sunnah, which Allah mentioned in Quran. Allah mentioned, if you get divorce of a woman, give her something. Depend to your financial status. If you are rich, give her car. Write down a house in her name if you are very rich. That's called mut'a. Some gift to your woman when you decide a divorce. Can you imagine? And Allah said, عَلَى الْمُوسِعِ قَدَرُهُ وَعَلَى الْمُقْتِرِ قَدَرُهُ. Depend to your financial status. But it's a gift for women just to remember that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, divorce is not a solution. It's not out of hatred. Then Allah mentioned also a lot of details of ahkam after that. But what will happen to the children, best feeding of children after that, what happened with iddah, a lot of ahkam in details. Just the main point here, remember ibadah is in everything. And remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, especially when you deal with your wife, when you treat your spouse, you are in ibadah. In the day of judgment, exactly like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will ask you, how's your prayer? He will ask you how you treat your wife. Or ask the wife how you treat your husband. Exactly. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us deep understanding to our book. Allahu a'lam, sallallahu ala abdihi wa rasulihi sayyidina.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.